This is the Farm Station. We're all ag all day. This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James from the 2024 Cattle Con in Orlando, Florida. Ran into Tim Schwab. Tim is with Copland and Livestock, Batesville, Indiana. Great to see you.
Hey, nice to be here today.
Okay, a little warmer here, especially we're standing in the sun, but a little warmer here than back home?
Yeah, a little bit. I guess more importantly, it's a lot drier than back home. When I left, we had snow and rain. It's rained twice since I've been gone, so we have an abundance of mud right now in Indiana.
Now, did you deal with any of kind of the rolling drought issue that we saw through the Midwest and upper Midwest?
Sure. We had a real good wet summer, or enough moisture through the summer for our corn and beans. This fall, we got a little bit dry. We were dry till probably mid-December. We had cows out on stocks until probably the first of the year, you know. But since then, we've gotten our fair share of moisture.
Okay, so let's talk about Copland and Livestock and your elevator speech for where you're working.
So it's a diversified farm. We've got a cow-calf operation. We background some feeder cattle. We crop farm some. We've got corn and soybeans and wheat and a lot of pasture. We're kind of in the rolly part of Indiana, kind of in the southeast corner of Indiana. We're like 30 minutes from Cincinnati, Ohio. But the Kopp family that actually owned the farm, they all live on the farm. The third generation now is living on the farm, but they actually have a turkey processing plant over in Ohio. That's their 9-to-5 job, or really it's about 5 to 9, you know, 5 in the morning till 9 at night. But they all live on the farm. They really enjoy having their kids grow up in the country. So,
now, your background to get to Copland and did you grow up same way?
Yeah, so grew up on a diversified farm over in Ohio, relatively small, you know. I told Dad when we were growing up, I said, you know, I think I want to come home and raise hogs, you know. And so I helped him there that summer between high school and college, and I thought, that's enough for me. I'm never going back to raising hogs. So after college, I graduated from Ohio State. I moved to Iowa and took a herdsman job. The job I took there in Iowa had about 200 cows, 200 mama cows, and we were a seed stock operation. I worked that job for about 8 years. My wife is from Ohio, but we got married while we were living out there or whatever, and both sets of grandparents were honest about moving back closer to home. So I found this job in Batesville, which is, like I said, about 30 minutes from Cincinnati. So we moved back. When I moved, my job was to develop a cow herd for them. So they went from about 25 cows and backgrounding 2,500 head of feeder cattle, and we kind of flipped it. So we've had as many as 300 cows. We usually maintain pretty close to 200 cows. And we'll background about 500 head of feeder cattle. So I started as a herdsman, and then the operation changed a little bit. And when the farm manager passed away from cancer, I took over as farm manager. And it's been a great relationship. The cops are really hands-off, and it's, you know, everybody in the neighborhood, all the businesses I deal with, I'm Copland and Livestock. I'm the face. You know, they don't know the Kopp family. So,
okay. We're at the Cattle Con, NCBA, and you are vice chairman for the policy division. When we think about policy division within NCBA, if you're asked by a producer, how do you describe what the policy division is?
So I got a lot of faith in the policy division of NCBA, and that's part of the reason I've gotten so involved over the years with NCBA. It's truly a grassroots effort. It's a bottom-up effort. If you're at your local cattleman's, you have an issue, you propose it like at your local cattleman's, and then it goes through the state, and then your states can help propose it here, or you can as a member even propose your own policy. And it's voted on by all the members. So it's really a grassroots effort, and that's what I just really enjoy. There's several committees, you know, depending on what your policy, specific policy is, which committee it would go to. But I just love the grassroots approach of it.
So one of the hot topics here and has been, whether it's here or it's on social media, is traceability. Did that come up through grassroots, and where are we right now?
Sure. And like you said, that's kind of gotten a little bit overwhelming on social media. There's been some misnomers out there about NCBA's stand on that. We've always been voluntary, a voluntary stand on traceability. And we had some policy that was maybe wanting to change the wording just a little bit. We voted on that today in the Cattle Health and Wellbeing Committee. And it kind of got changed where it's going to follow the 2013 USDA rule. So, which is just for breeding cattle, rodeo stock, and exposition. So, I think that's a good starting place.
And LRP is something else that's kind of worked its way up as well, right?
Yes. And that was in the, live cattle marketing, committee meeting. And that policy came with a lot of wording to it. It got amended a few times. I think everybody's concern there is to protect the integrity of that program. That program could be very beneficial for a young producer just starting out, where he could, take out the LRP on his cattle and guarantee with an insurance policy, a lot like crop insurance, that he is guaranteed a profit.
When we talk about the policy division, some of the debates, it's good to hear those voices and to hear the different. I guess if you've got 100 people, you're going to have 100 different ideas. How important is it to really sit down and hash all that out?
Oh, I think that's truly important. And that goes back to another thing you just have to like about NCBA. As long as you're a member, you can walk up to the microphone and speak. They want to be heard. It doesn't matter if you're a great big feedlot or a small cow-calf operation of 20 head. Everybody's got the same voice in the room to develop this policy. And there is some compromise, but life is full of compromises. So it's no different than life.
2024 is here. Are you still having fun?
Oh, absolutely. This is a lot of fun. It's great. You know, you come to CattleCon, you see old friends, you meet new ones every day, or every year. So it's a great time to be in the cattle industry.
So good to see you, Tim. We wish you the best back home. Wish you the best with your work in the policy division. And hope we'll see you in 2025 with another smile on your face.
There you go. I appreciate that. You have a good day.
Tim Schwab is with Copland and Livestock, Batesville, Indiana. Vice Chair of the Policy Division for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. From CattleCon 24 in Orlando, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.